We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Take a little time, a little time to think things over.
What we got here, a little Foreigner? Is this Foreigner? What do you know about Foreigner, Steven?
I know this song. This song's a banger.
This is a banger. For you. In case I need it when I'm over. All right, so we'll have a loaded potato for the remaining 3 hours of the program. Not that the 2 o'clock hour was not a loaded potato, but we are now just 3 hours away from actual transactions happening in the NBA, and obviously the talk regarding the Miami Heat will be Kyle Lowry, and we'll see if that actually plays out the way that everyone expects. Steve Goldstein is going to join us this hour on the program, and we can talk some Dolphins with him and some Heat and some Panthers. We can go around the world of sports. I mentioned it in the 2 o'clock hour, Crowder. I hated Birmingham. So we did. I've been off since our final day in Birmingham. We did SEC Media Days, and I've been off since that Wednesday. So I hated Birmingham. Now that we are home, you've had a chance to decompress. What were your thoughts of Birmingham, Alabama?
I'm cool anywhere. Like, I go hunting, I fish, like,
yep.
I just talk to people.
Yep.
Birmingham was probably the worst city I've been in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Look, I can find something to do anywhere. Now, I had the added distraction of having brought my wife and kid because we decided to turn it into a road trip. And so there was literally nothing for them to do there.
Yes.
There was nothing. Like, there on the final day, I had found a peanut store, and it said it was in downtown Birmingham. A peanut store, and it was like they make their own flavored peanuts, and it looked cool. And on TripAdvisor, it was like number 37 of 100 things to do in Birmingham. So now you're already at the bottom of the barrel. The moment you get out of the top 10. So I'm at like number 37. But my thought was, you know what? Every downtown, every city's got a downtown. If it's Atlantic Avenue in Delray Beach, Las Olas Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, there's always a street of shops and kitschy places. And Birmingham, like, so they went to this peanut store, and she said it was literally the only open business for blocks.
Yes.
And all we saw there was Outback and Dave and Buster's. Now, I was told Tuscaloosa is a great college town. So I would like to go see Tuscaloosa. It's about 45 minutes outside of Birmingham. We just couldn't based on our work schedules. But I couldn't believe how boring and terrible Birmingham was.
It's funny you say that because when we go to Vegas, you know,
always something to do.
It's kind of like a boys' trip. We're working, but then we get to go gamble together. We get to eat at nice restaurants, have a couple drinks, hang out. So, like, you say that you brought your wife and son. After about the second day in Birmingham, I wish my family was there.
Right.
I had nothing to do.
There was nothing to do.
I joked about it. Like, I spent every night there in Dave and Buster's, not because I love to play games, because there's the only thing open after 9:30 p.m.
There was nothing else.
That's it. I just kept walking in Dave and Buster's. The people were scared of me. The little girls were screaming no when they saw me in Jurassic Park. It was terrible to be there. But you know what? You bring up Tuscaloosa because, like, Ocala's not much fun.
Right.
But Gainesville's off the chain.
Right.
You get 50,000 college students together, they're going to find fun. So
right.
I can see how that could be fun. When I left, I had like a 7 p.m. flight Wednesday night. So I leave the hotel at like 4:45, 5 o'clock. And we're riding. We're just going down the highway. We had to go through downtown Birmingham. No cars around us. Well, you know, normal traffic. We get to one exit, and there's a little line, like four cars waiting to turn. And the guy's like, oh, my gosh, rush hour. I'm like, what? He's like, "This, I hate rush hour."
Yeah.
The taxi guy was like, rush hour? It's five cars in front of us. I hate rush hour. Like, bro, that, no exaggeration. I think that was the worst city I've ever been in.
And I do not just criticize cities for the sake of criticizing cities. I really can find anything to do anywhere, as evidenced by the fact that I love stopping at Bucky's, Stucky's, you know what I mean? Like, I like a road trip. I like seeing different cities. But I'll be honest with you, our entire road trip was awful. It was just, it was a bad idea from
New
the
Orleans?
Get-go. New Orleans was so crowded.
Yeah.
And so hot, and I was so sick. Like, I couldn't get out of there fast enough. And I don't know if you saw over the weekend, there were five people shot on Bourbon Street this weekend. I think it was yesterday. Like, I'm telling you, New Orleans was insane. It was insanely hot. It was insanely crowded. Listen, shame on me, because I took my family on the Delta variant gauntlet. We went first to Tallahassee and spent the night and the next day in Tallahassee. And northern Florida, I mean, all of Florida is ridiculous when it comes to vaccines and this Delta variant. And then, as if that wasn't enough, we went to Alabama. And Alabama, I mean,
didn't see a mask.
There's not a mask.
No,
and the vaccines, I mean, they're doing buy one, get three free. That's how many extra vaccines are there. Then I leave there to go to Louisiana, which is as bad as Alabama. And then just to make sure that I've exposed myself in every possible area, we stop in Mississippi for lunch on the drive.
God bless you, darling.
You might want to try a different loop.
Yeah, it was just the whole thing was it was a bad road trip. I had to apologize to my family. This did not work out the way that I had intended. I was sick. I hated Birmingham. It was no good. It was no good. And then so last week I was just home. I didn't even go anywhere. The time of my life and the best week last week.
See, he's sitting on the beach up in Boca.
Yep, the time of my life. Why I left, I have no idea. So happy to be back and back on the air. And honestly, before you know, we'll get headlines here from Steven. Before you know it, football season in all its magnificent glory will be here. Thursday night, there's a game. Thursday bleeping night, there's a game. The Dolphins take the field a week from this Saturday.
Yep.
They're in Chicago to play the Bears. A week from this Saturday. So, you know, we all go through our things during the summer, but it is almost here, Jack. It is almost here. September 4th, Canes in Alabama. I mean, come on.
Oh, that's a month.
Almost a month, just a month away. I mean, this is really happening. So God bless us all. All right.
We're going back to Alabama. Another weekend.
Let's get headlines here with Steven Preciado, who is in for our friend Alejandro Solana, who is on vacation.
The Miami Heat, they declined Andre Iguodala's team option for $15 million while exercising Goran Dragic's team option. With that, it looks like the Miami Heat are in position to trade Goran Dragic and Precious Achiuwa in a signing trade that would get them Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, so we'll find out officially sometime after 6 o'clock today. And Andre Iguodala, everything I read points to him going back to Golden State.
That's not going to help them.
Where he was finals MVP, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, you want Jordan back in Chicago right now? Iggy, we love him, but he didn't contribute at all last year.
Did he contribute at all last year? No, but the season before, he turned out to be a decent acquisition. He really did. For what it could have been, which I thought was just going to be wasted space.
I would say more than decent, yeah. especially in the playoffs. Yeah. Well, him and Jay Crowder.
That,
were
that,
the, were
that
the main
veteran players. Presence yeah. of Jay Crowder and Andre Iguodala during the finals, I mean, during the entire playoff run, was probably invaluable. But, yeah, it looks like
not worth
like
15.
He's going to head back to Golden State. Yeah, not I think his time had expired here.
And while I was agreeing with you that I feel like Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan really don't do it for me as a Heat fan, it is kind of funny seeing how, I don't know if you guys have been seeing on Twitter, Raptor fans, Mavericks fans, basically anybody that had a shot to get Kyle Lowry are mad at the Heat, saying that they're basically...
They're tampering
because
that
everyone
we know
knows.
What we know. Because it was Woj's report yesterday on ESPN.com that essentially said everything is in position for the Heat to get Kyle Lowry, to trade for Kyle Lowry at 6 o'clock. And if that happens, you're going to have fan bases and probably NBA front offices saying, wait a second, that came together too quickly. There's no way that tampering wasn't involved. But I don't know what the recourse is. And you can't ding the Heat draft picks because they don't have any. So I don't know how you're going to punish
2038. You only have a first rounder.
Yeah, yeah I don't know what'll happen.
To Steven's point, I've said this a number of times on the show. I like when dudes look at my wife when I walk past.
Mm-hmm.
If nobody else wants her, why do I want her? So right. I like that other fan bases are upset that we're getting Kyle.
Listen, I think Kyle Lowry, again, in a vacuum, is a great addition. But if you expand the vacuum to look at what's gone on in the East over the last season, you know, it just is what it is.
It's a baby step.
It's a baby step. Yeah. It just is what it is. I don't think it vaults you into the conversation at the top of the East. I don't, especially without a draft pick.
Yeah.
You know?
That's when DeMar would be involved.
Yeah, if you have DeRozan and Lowry back there. But again, it's still a few years removed from their heyday. Like, you know.
Kyle, DeRozan, Jimmy, Bam, somebody else. That five is, I would like to see that five
sure.
together.
Yeah, no, I think that would be an entertaining five. Now, if that's what you're looking for, an entertaining five.
I get you. I get you. Right. I'm beating the Nets. I get
right.
you.
They're an entertaining five.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, even in their heyday, they were known as the LeBronto Raptors because they kept losing to LeBron.
Well, he's in the West now.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about him anymore.
Yeah, just worry about KD.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, the Miami Dolphins, they held up team practice in front of fans today. Xavier Howard was sidelined with an ankle injury. I don't know if it was an injury or he just wasn't feeling well with his ankle, but the fans were chanting, "We love Howard.
Yep.
Please pay Howard." So we could see where the fans are lining up.
I can tell you where I line up on it, and that's all I am as a fan. It feels a little icky to have given someone a huge contract a season ago, and then all of a sudden they want more money. But it also feels icky when you sign someone to a 4-year deal and then cut them after one season, and so. This, you know, it's equal on both sides. It really is. So what would feel the ickiest? To me, the ickiest would be to have an offense that we think is vastly improved with Tua really getting his footing, and you have vastly improved receivers with Jalen Waddle and Will Fuller. And then you'd go backwards on the defense, which was already special. So hold your nose, give him more money, and I think we're all the better for it.
He's at 15 now. Byron Jones is 16.5. The highest paid corner is Jalen Ramsey at 20. I've heard, and a bunch of people said it, you give him $3 million, you get him to 18.5, somewhere around there. They said he doesn't have to be the highest paid. He just wants to get in the top three. $3 million is a lot of money, but not when it comes to NFL salary caps.
Nothing.
$3 million. Yeah. They opened up $4 million by restructuring the linebacker that came over from Houston. Like,
it's nothing.
Give him his money. I said it. That Raiders game, he won. That 1 point went over the Raiders. He had two interceptions
in
that
game. And by the way, if he wins you on defense one game a season, it's worth the extra money.
I think
if he wins you two, I mean, you're playing with house money at that point. So I think the Dolphins, in my estimation, they've made their point. We're not just giving you because you asked. They've made a stand. He's made a stand. Now you give him his money. And if you're worried that it sets a precedent, Well, anyone that says to you, well, you did it for Xavier Howard, the answer is, yeah, but you're not Xavier Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And then your precedent is over.
Go, hey, you know what you can tell them? Go get 10 interceptions and we'll give you a contract extension.
That's right. The precedent we set is if you get double-digit interceptions, we'll give you more money the next season, no matter when we negotiated your contract.
And you know,
but if you don't get 10 interceptions or more, there is no precedent for us renegotiating with somebody that got 8 interceptions.
That's an easy one there. Because nobody's
right?
going to do it.
That's just the way you do it.
Yeah. SOL, man.
Yeah.
Bleep out of luck.
I mean, it's the reality of it. I want this defense to be as good as it was last season.
Yeah.
Well, Xavier Howard was a pretty damn big part of that.
Huge.
So I'd like him to be part of it. We'll ask Steve Goldstein in the next segment. Anything else, Steven?
Yeah, and speaking of, we were mentioning Tua a little bit earlier. He had a good day. Take this for what it's worth. He threw 3 touchdowns on 3-on-3 red zone drills, 2 touchdowns on 7-on-7 drills, and 2 touchdowns on 11-on-11, and most importantly, 0 interceptions.
Hey, I'll take that. It was better than 5 picks.
Steven, take out the 3-on-3 stats. 3-on-3, bro. Come on.
Listen, threw 3 touchdowns on that one.
If he had thrown 3 picks in 3-on-3, everybody we'd be talking about that.
Exactly.
Anything else, Steven?
3-on-3.
And the Marlins, they got swept over the weekend by the New York Yankees after dropping yesterday's game 3-1. Today, they start a 4-game series with the New York Mets 7-10 first pitch. We don't know who's their starting pitcher. I'm looking here on ESPN. They have it as undecided, so we'll probably find out.
Let's be honest. We wouldn't have known even if we knew.
Yeah, that's true. They traded everybody.
All right. Anything else?
They put Jazz Chisholm out there. No one would care. We have a weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7. The number is 866-954-MORE. Go to my guy Jimmy, a.k.a. Kodak Black.
Yeah, what do you got, Chipwich?
It is mostly cloudy with a temperature of 88 degrees with a feel of 99.
All right. There you go. There's Jimmy, Kodak Black. I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard something the other day on the air when I was listening to you guys. I heard it. So what was it? He says, I hope so, a lot.
Yeah.
Like, is that
I
what
hope
you,
so.
Yeah. Is that what, was that Jimmy or Kodak? I don't even know.
That's what we did.
I hope so.
See? It's very similar.
I hope so.
What's a better nickname for Jimmy, Kodak Black or Chipwich?
I don't know.
I like Chipwich. I got to be honest.
I was with Kodak Black, but when you brought up Chipwich just now, I almost fell over my chair.
Tell me, you don't run into Jimmy at Dadeland Mall and you just go, what up, Chipwich? Tell me that wouldn't just feel right. Wouldn't that feel right?
What do you like, Jimmy?
What do you like, Chipwich or Kodak Black?
Well, Chipwich.
Yeah, Chipwich. Yeah, it's a no-brainer. He knows.
It's a no-brainer.
Steve Goldstein is going to join us in the next segment. He's your Dolphins preseason play-by-play man.
Yep.
So he's been out at Dolphins camp learning a lot about the team. So we'll talk with him in a moment. We're in the heart of hurricane season. I tell you all the time, hurricane season doesn't have to be as stressful as it's been. You just have to contact BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Take that step to protect your home and your possessions and your family with PGT Custom Windows and Doors. That's a game changer during hurricane season. BNT is the company my wife and I used for our home, and it is a great feeling when you've got PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting everything. If you're a homeowner here in South Florida, it's time for you to take that step and get PGT Custom Windows and Doors installed in your home. Before I had them, I used to be one of those people in line for plywood every time a storm was approaching. Those days are over for me. They can be over for you as well. And my homeowner's insurance premium went down. That's in nice little added bonus. So do yourself, do your family a favor. Start the week out by calling BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Phone number is 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Out of Pepe.
Hawk and Crowder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Goldie's on the line. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Steve Goldstein might be the most employed person in all of South Florida sports media.
He is.
Play-by-play man for the Florida Panthers on Bally Sports. We have talked to him for years about Panthers hockey, and we love talking Panthers hockey, and the Panthers have been very active since the draft. He's a sports anchor on CBS4, sometimes a news anchor on CBS4, and he has just recently added play-by-play duties for the Miami Dolphins preseason games on CBS. So this dude is working nonstop. And I said this earlier, Dolphins fans might not even realize this because they're going to be here quickly. Goldie and his broadcast partners, Jason Taylor and Kim Bocamper, they will have the first Dolphins broadcast a week from this Saturday against the Bears. So Dolphin season is here, and Goldie is joining us right now. And Goldie, are you overworked?
You know, I took some time off actually in July, and I know it sounds corny, but some of the hours are long, yes. But you know, doing what we do, man, this isn't work. Going out and watching Dolphins practice, I've been enjoying it, you know, and being there all season watching hockey practices, I like it. So, no, I am never going to complain. I am appreciative of the opportunity, and I cannot wait now until next Saturday, the last week of Dolphins camp has really and the last week of what the Panthers have done has really gotten me excited for these preseason games we're doing. And then, believe it or not, like 6.5 weeks away, it's hockey training camp, and away we go with that. I'm fired up.
And, Goldie, do you practice? Like calling the football games? We know you do the hockey. We've been listening to hockey for years. But with the football, like, do you and Jason get together? Do you watch an old game and kind of call the game at your house? Is there any preparation for this?
I have done a lot of it on my own. You know, I've done football before. But, yes, even when I'm watching practice, I'm doing it in my head. And I've watched a number of old games as well. You know, watch tons of football anyway. But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, everybody's watching the game from a different standpoint. So, like, those people that play fantasy are watching the game and not rooting for anybody or paying attention to the broadcast, just want to see their four guys. Those teams, you know, fans that like a team are just looking for that team and nitpicking everything they do wrong. And now someone like me, if you're doing this job, you're watching pretty much solely for the announcers and the interaction and those type of things. So I'm doing quite a bit of homework to answer the question. Plus just, you know, being out there at practice every day, it's, you know, 90 guys. They're probably all going to play next Saturday. So you got to know all of them, and that's coming along pretty well.
Did you get your free ice cream sandwich today at Dolphins camp?
Let me tell you something. Jason Jenkins, and I'm not just, you know, saying this, kissing his butt, because he's a guy that has, you know, he's in charge and stuff of some stuff. I was in the last row, Hawk, of the stands, sitting up there with John Congemi, and Jason Jenkins, and it was hot out there, walked all the way up. I'm talking like 25 rows up to make sure that we got an ice cream sandwich. So, yes, I had it, and I saw your tweet about National Ice Cream Day, and Jason came through, man. It was great.
So, National Ice Cream Sandwich Day, was it the traditional vanilla ice cream in between the black wafers, or was it the Chipwich?
What do you mean? A Chipwich is not an ice cream sandwich. Those are two separate things. Of course, regular ice cream sandwich.
Hold on. What? Oh. What do you mean?
A Chipwich is just what you said it was, a Chipwich. An ice cream sandwich is obviously vanilla between the two chocolate wafers.
So the only ice cream sandwich is the traditional ice cream sandwich, is what you're saying?
1,000%. That is the definition of the ice cream sandwich.
I'm going to have to disagree with you here, Goldie. Sorry.
Well, then why don't they call a Chipwich an ice cream sandwich?
Well, why don't they call a Sloppy Joe a sandwich? It's just a Sloppy Joe, but it's still a sandwich.
Well, a Chipwich, I mean, it's not an ice cream sandwich. It's a Chipwich.
No, I think I got you there, and I think you've ignored the facts presented to you and just stuck with your opinion.
Well, if you go to a place and order an ice cream sandwich, they're not giving you a Chipwich. They're giving you the vanilla ice cream between the two wafers.
I don't know. I think if I pull up to the Good Humor guy and I say, I'll take an ice cream sandwich, I think he's going to say, do you want this one or do you want the Chipwich? The Chipwich?
1,000% incorrect. 1,000% incorrect.
I don't think so. I'm not certain that you're correct. You would agree, though, that the Chipwich is superior to the ice cream sandwich.
I'm not going to say superior. Very different, sweeter. It's kind of a whole different ballgame, if you ask me. It's a different animal, isn't it?
I don't know. I feel like they're both sandwiches. They're both. It's vanilla ice cream in between two, you know, cookies, really. Yeah. One's the black wafer. The problem with the traditional ice cream sandwich.
A wafer is not a cookie. Hang on, a wafer is not a cookie. So
what the hell it isn't, Goldie?
A wafer is a wafer. Otherwise, they call it a cookie. I think you're way off here.
A biscuit is a cookie as well, and they call it a biscuit.
What? If I go and order a cookie, they're not going to ask me if I want a biscuit, are they? They're just going to give me a cookie.
Well, it depends where you are.
No, it doesn't.
I'm Seinfeld now.
Maybe that's the only
I'm
place.
Seinfeld all of a sudden.
Come on, Crowder,
that depends
back me
where
up.
You are. Crowder knows I'm right on this. How dare you argue food with me,
I know
Goldie.
Those normal ice cream sandwiches are terrible, Goldie. That's what I know. The chocolate wafer, those are terrible ice cream
It gets caught up
sandwiches.
On the roof of your mouth, Goldie.
Well, you got to wait until they melt a little bit, so then the ice cream is really soft, and then it gets a little mushier. If you have that kind of discipline, which most of us don't. So.
No. If you have that kind of discipline.
I'm going to be 700
so,
pounds.
Steve Goldstein is with us. So it seemed like Xavien Howard and the Miami Dolphins relationship was done, right? And then over the weekend, X kind of made it seem like there is this potential open door for a reconciliation. Where do you think this is headed? I'm starting to think Xavien Howard's on the defense next season.
And I'm thinking you're right, Hawk. First of all, the fact that he came out Saturday after the practice and even spoke, you know, kind of told me, okay, you know, he didn't say much, but he didn't talk like the Instagram post of they disrespect me. I'm not a pretty.
Uh-oh.
He said, yeah, it's not going anywhere, but I'm here. I'm here for my teammates. He was flat out asked, are you going to play next Saturday? We'll see when it comes. You're going to be a Dolphin this year without a new contract. That's up to them. We'll see what happens. So he kind of seemed to soften up a little bit, you know, very mildly, of course. And then today, and Brian Flores has played this thing perfectly, you know, the entire time saying all the right things. We love X. We're trying to work through it. And then today, Flo saying, hey, maybe there's a little something there. You know, remember, people got to realize he doesn't want a whole new contract, the whole thing ripped up and redone. What supposedly he wants is some of that money that was to be paid later on next year, the year after, whatever, to be moved up and guaranteed this year. You know, I don't know, maybe they've already offered him, you know, a few million and it's not enough. But you're right, Huck. You know, if you're a team that's 10-6 and you're trying to win this year and it's a few million here and there, you know, I guess I'm thinking at some point they kind of bite the bullet, meet in the middle. But he's going to play either way. It's a matter of, is he a happy guy or an unhappy guy about what he's making?
And Goldie, is he – because they were saying, we were reading earlier where the fans were chanting, you know, pay Xavier, we want Xavier, we love Xavier.
Yeah.
You're out there. Is he a distraction? Because you usually don't get chants about guys that are injured during a practice.
You know, I don't really see a crowd. I watch him a lot, you know, because I like that kind of stuff when he's – because he's basically been on the sideline. I mean, he practiced a little bit twice out of, what, 5 days? To see who he's talking to, what he's doing. He's right there, you know, with his DBs in there and a couple coaches. Yeah, and they were chanting today, we love Howard, and he gave a small little acknowledgement. You know what? Every guy that we've spoken to in that secondary, they all love him. And mainly because, Crowder, you know this better than we do, you played. If that guy next to you can help you win games, I mean, you don't really care what he makes or, for the most part, what he does. You just want him out there with you.
Yep.
So all the guys have said the right things, that we love him as a teammate, we love him as a guy. Hopefully it all gets worked out. You know, I think, you know, this week would be a real good time for this thing to come to an end so that it doesn't become a distraction once you start playing games and things like that.
I was saying at the beginning of the show, Goldie, so the last time I did a show was Wednesday, July 21st. I've been off since then. And since that time, Xavier demanded a trade, and now there's the window that maybe he'll be back. The Marlins have gotten rid of everyone, and the Florida Panthers, as I was following, you know, on Twitter and my push notifications, Florida Panthers seemingly are building a monster. So can you catch everybody up to speed? I know, obviously, I was gone last week and a few days before that. What have the Panthers done here? Because there's some genuine excitement about what's going on.
Very funny, Hockey, you say that expression, because you replace monster with powerhouse, and that's what I texted one of the Panther executives pretty high up about a week ago. Exactly what you said. You're building a powerhouse is what I texted. You know, right from the top, look, you got to give ownership credit. First of all, Keith Yandel obviously wasn't in the plans for Coach Joel Quenneville. We knew that during the playoffs when he was scratched half the games. Owner says, fine, let's pay him $8 million not to play for us, if that's what you hockey guys think. So right off the bat, you know, the commitment is there. And they have just done a phenomenal job at keeping everybody they want to keep. I think at terrific contracts, not only for the players, but these are guys in their mid-20s, and, you know, most of them were restricted free agents, so it means they aren't unrestricted. That makes a big difference when you're going for a contract. And from what I saw, there's not a lot of, or there's not any, no move clauses, no trade clauses that could get the team in trouble. You know, they're very healthy raises for all these guys. So I think Bill Zito and the staff has pretty much done everything they've wanted to do, and then they make the real big move, and they go get Sam Reinhart, who is not a household name to the average South Florida hockey fan, but this is a guy that scored 25 goals, and I apologize to all the Buffalo people, on a terrible hockey team with just a terrible vibe and culture around it. He's probably going to step in, and if all things are equal, he's going to go on that right wing with Alexander Barkov and Carter Verhaeghe. Let me tell you, that is going to be a monster line. He's terrific on the power play. He may have the best shot on the team. That's debatable. So it's really been amazing what they've been able to do. And really, day after, it seems like every day, they're making another move. Really great job by Bill Zito and his staff.
And Goldie, the monster, the powerhouse, whatever you want to call it, they're building. Is it built up enough to beat the Lightning? Back-to-back damn Stanley Cup champions.
That is the bottom line question, Crowder. And number one, there are no excuses in sports, okay? I say that. Tampa won the series fair and square. But, you know, the Panthers were without Aaron Ekblad. As we know, you know, defensively, he was the horse. But you got to play with who you line up. We've talked about this, that six-game series. The Panthers gave them everything they could handle. Could have been a little bit smarter, probably. Certainly, they got out-goaltended. My thing is, Tampa brings back its whole main part of their group. You know, they've switched up the depth players, but the main part of their group is back. My question is, can Sergei Bobrovsky or Spencer Knight, and you take your pick, whoever you think is more likely, a lot of people would probably say Knight, can one of these guys, by next May, when the playoffs roll around, match Andre Vasilevsky. If one of them can, yeah, I think the Panthers can legitimately, if they play him, beat the Lightning in a seven-game series. I thought they had a good shot to beat him this year.
You know, you talk about when you're talking about sports, you talk about, okay, the acquisitions are nice, but like Goldie said there, that's the main question. Can they get past the Lightning? Tonight at 6 o'clock, all the NBA stuff is going to be able to become official. It looks like we're headed towards the Heat trading Goran Dragic and Precious Achiuwa for Kyle Lowry. A, do you like it if that's what happens at 6? And B, is that enough to make any kind of impact in the East?
I'll go B first. I think it's enough to make an impact, big enough to beat the Milwaukee Bucks maybe next year. It would be hard to say that. You know, Lowry's 35 years old. But remember, you know, we always give Pat Riley the benefit of the doubt. And I think we do that, you know, reasonably and with facts that back it up. You know, how many times in Riley's career, and you can go back even into, I know he wasn't the GM of the Lakers in the 80s, but how many times in his career, no matter who he was coaching, what team he was running, did he bring in a guy that people said, well, who's that? What are you doing that for? Tim Hardaway is old and beat up, and he's a pain in the neck in Golden State, and the list goes on and on. You know, the guys that he's been able to find and adding veterans. Now, Lowry's 35, I know that, but I thought he had a pretty good year. You know, looking at the numbers, I mean, 17-7. He did win a title a couple of years ago. You need guys that have, you know, been there and done that. So if it's me, I definitely do the deal. Is it enough to catch Milwaukee? You know, that's a whole other story. We'll also see what else happens, you know, in addition to that, if anything else does.
A nice lady named Addie tweets at us, Crowder. As per the original Chipwich website, quote, Chipwich invented the ice cream cookie sandwich craze in the 80s and continues to set the standard today, and then she hashtags debate over. So from their own website, Chipwich, the ice cream cookie sandwich craze, today is ice cream sandwich day. I think you owe Addie and all the listeners an apology, Goldie.
I don't, because I think if you go somewhere and say, can I have an ice cream sandwich, they just give you the vanilla with the chocolate wafers. They don't ask you, do you want a Chipwich? Because if you want a Chipwich, what do you say?
I would like an ice cream cookie sandwich.
Nobody calls it an ice. Come on. Nobody says that.
Jimmy?
No one.
Don't you say, Jimmy, if you want a Chipwich, don't you say, I would like an ice cream cookie sandwich?
No, I would say a Chipwich.
Jimmy, you got to work with me on this stuff.
He is, Hawk. He's not going to embarrass him.
I can't have this happening all the time, Jimmy.
Play this sound advanced, bro. Got to practice.
Steve Goldstein. So you'll hear him a week from Saturday on CBS4, Dolphins and Bears, as they kick off the preseason. And then, of course, when did you say all the hockey stuff gets underway?
Yeah, believe it or not, around mid-September. So when the calendar turns to August, we start getting a little closer. And I am expecting, by the way, Hawk, we didn't mention this, sometime, and I don't know when, you know, week, 2 weeks, whatever it is, that, you know, the Panthers still have to sign Sam Reinhart, still likely to lock up Alexander Barkov, who can be unrestricted next summer. And I just wonder if maybe they're trying to do something else to bring someone in at maybe a bargain basement price, maybe even on defense, the fact that they haven't announced those deals yet. So there's a couple more still press conferences, if you will, that the Panthers will probably hold here.
Somebody texts in, if he has 15 interceptions this year, will he want another raise? I would hope so. And if he gets 15 interceptions and you're arguing that he shouldn't get a raise, Texter, you're out of your bleeping mind.
Come on.
You know, here's like the argument when people have said to me, and a lot of, you know, out of camp, everybody's talking about this. Well, it's setting a precedent. I go, if it sets the precedent that at your position, you put up production that no one else has put up in the last 15 years in the league, I will gladly redo your contract. I hope we have 10 of those, because that means you're going to win the Super Bowl.
That's what Crowder and I were saying earlier. Like, if you're worried that it's the precedent of, hey, a year after you sign a big extension, you're going to renegotiate. No, Crowder said, the precedent is get double-digit interceptions, we'll renegotiate your contract.
Bingo.
And 100%. If that's not the production you put up, then there is no precedent for you, sir.
Right.
Like, yeah, you're not Xavier Howard. Yeah, I mean, could you imagine worried that, well, what if he gets 15 interceptions? Then is he going to want more money? Like yes, that would be the greatest thing on earth if you're a Dolphins fan. If he gets 15 interceptions and he wants even more money, yes.
Give it to him.
Please. All right, Steve.
Yeah, I hope they got a guy at every position that this right. that scenario happens. You know, and by the way, and I do understand the team standpoint, because remember this, you know, he's had some knee problems. So when they gave him that extension, it wasn't like a slam dunk automatic, oh, this is a great deal for the team. You know, they took a little bit of a leap of faith also, and they were rewarded. So I understand the team side of it of, hey, man, you know, you have missed games at times. When you play, you're great, and we're already paying you a lot. And it's not like he's the 15th highest paid corner in the league. He's number six. It's still pretty good. So I understand why the team didn't just automatically, once he fired the old agent, hire the new agent, just say, okay, whatever you want, you know, let's just redo it. I get the team standpoint too.
Absolutely. And they have made their point. My point is they've made their point. They didn't just acquiesce. They made their point. And now let's give him the money because the offense is markedly improved. Let's not go backwards on the defense.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. You know, at this point, and by the way, Albert Wilson looks like he's all the way back. And I know it's only camp and they don't put the pads on until tomorrow, which will be interesting to see. But Jaylen Waddle looks every bit the part of the sixth overall draft pick. This guy's electric.
Somebody texts in, if he only gets four interceptions, will he give back money? No, but they can cut him whenever they feel
right.
like it.
Mm-hmm.
So like the notion of, well, will he give back money? No. The Dolphins and any NFL team can say, you underperformed your contract. We're not paying you the rest of it. And there's no recourse on that. So it all evens out in the wash. Everybody wants to make sure Stephen Ross doesn't lose an extra couple million dollars. Are we out of our bleeping minds? We're out of our minds.
Crazy.
Have you seen this guy's apartment? what are we doing here? All right. See you, Goldie.
All right, guys. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
There you go. Steve Goldstein, have an ice cream sandwich, I think he was going to say. All right, let's take a break here. I think we'll do that. We'll take a break, and then in the 4 o'clock hour, Mike Wallace will join us. We'll talk some NBA with him. And we've got to play, we're having computer issues? Well, we can't break. All right, well, I'll tell you what.
That's a blessing.
I'll tell you.
Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, we can break. Can we break? No, we cannot break. We don't know if we can break.
I just hit the button, but nothing is working on this end, so
I got you.
We're having issues here.
All right. Well, then let me tell everybody about Superior Stabilization. And that's a perfect time for me to do this. And mm-hmm. Nobody tune out. Have a little water here. Oh, I'm ready to go, Jack. I will go commercial free till 6 o'clock.
Let's go.
I am ready to go. Let me talk about something here that is extremely important. Don't tune out because we're not going anywhere even when I'm done with this. Let me talk about something here that is extremely important for a number of our listeners. If you own a home on the water, I am directing this towards you because storm season gets bad here, and you've got to know if your seawalls are ready. And Superior Stabilization Corp, they specialize in seawall erosion repair and seawall construction. And you don't want to put off seawall repair until it's too late because then you end up costing yourself a ridiculous amount of money that you didn't need to cost yourself if you had taken care of it in advance. What you need to do is call Superior Stabilization Corp today for a free consultation to see if your seawalls are ready and healthy. Superior Stabilization Corp are the experts in erosion control and drainage behind your seawall. They've got years and years of experience, and they use top-of-the-line new technology to repair your seawall, and they offer a 20-year warranty on all seawall erosion repair. So I've said this a number of times. If you live on waterfront property and you know it's time to get your seawalls checked out, or you haven't had them checked out in a long time, make sure you use the professionals who will do the job the correct way, Superior Stabilization Corp. They've got the resources, experience, and professional staff to handle any seawall job. You can call Superior Stabilization Corp today, 954-228-9142. That's 954-228-9142. Or you could check out their website, which is superiorstabilizationcorp.com. I am hearing from Steven that we might be able to take a commercial break. What's our confidence level on this?
80%.
All right, we're going to fire off the button that would play commercials here. Jimmy, you're ready on your side at 560? Because if he fires it off and nothing happens, then you've got to bail out of your commercials. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. We're all in agreement. 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Stop player hating.
Hawk and Crowder.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Commercials worked. You know what movie this was in?
Eddie Murphy.
48 Hours. 48. You are correct.
I remember him singing this.
Look at you with a Walkman on. Walkman.
Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore of?
Eddie Murphy movies.
Oh, without question. Yeah.
Wow.
We've done that one before. I think because I have 48 Hours and Beverly Hills Cop up there. Some of the younger people don't, because those movies don't mean anything. And Eddie Murphy has such a long body of work.
That's the thing. Harlem Nights got to be on there. Life has to be on there. Whew.
I know Omar Kelly loves Boomerang. That's his favorite. That's his favorite movie.
Like, all that clump stuff doesn't. That's out the window.
Yeah, that doesn't do it for me. And like, you know, people say Shrek because he's Donkey, but that doesn't. I'm talking about Eddie Murphy movies. But even Trading Places.
Trading Places.
I mean, it's such a good movie.
I don't know if both of them. I don't know if 48 Hours and Beverly Hills Cop make it.
Without question.
Both of them make it?
Both of them, without question.
Wow, that's a tough one.
Can I give you mine?
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
Trading Places.
Yeah.
Coming to America.
Oh, Coming to America. We forgot
and
that.
48 Hours.
And what?
48 Hours.
Oh, I thought you said another 48 hours.
No.
You ever seen Life?
It's a tough list, man.
It's almost impossible with Eddie Murphy, because we've done it before with, like, there's certain actors. It's almost impossible to say these are the four best films.
Even when I saw Dolomite Is My Name, I was like, maybe I might even put that up there, because Dolomite was really good.
That was a good movie.
Like Tom Hanks? It's almost impossible to do a Mount Rushmore of Tom Hanks movies, because they're all so damn good.
Yeah. Castaway and Forrest Gump. After that, I don't know.
Captain Phillips, Sully.
Yes.
Apollo 13.
See?
Toy Story.
We're at five now.
Bachelor Party. All right. 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk some NBA. We're just a couple hours away from actual moves in the NBA and it counting. We might be in like a 2-hour countdown right now for Goran Dragic as a member of the Miami Heat. I mean.
We sad?
He to me has been really the epitome of Heat professionalism. And even, you know, coming off the bench, like we talked about, is Dwayne Wade going to be able to come off the bench? Like Goran Dragic, whatever role was handed to him, he did it, and he did it exceedingly well.
Yeah.
So, it would be sad. I would be happy for him, though, if what people think is going to happen happens, which is he gets bought out by Toronto. And then he ends up in Dallas with Luka. Everyone seems to think that that's what's going to happen, and then he'd have a great time. So we'll see what happens. We're just a couple hours away. 4 o'clock hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.